"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Oh, next hour, we're going to talk to a parent. They're not happy because, it's graduation time for high schools. And if you're unvaxxed at this particular high school, you cannot attend in person.
Wow.
Seems really ridiculous at this point.
It seems antiquated. They're still
seems like beating the dead rug.
Is that the phrase?
I don't know.
Stop beating the dead rug?
Beating the dead horse? No, that's a terrible phrase, too.
That's what, Granada Hills, right?
Yeah, it's up in Granada Hills.
We people living in 2020 still, aren't you? The whole vaccine war is over.
It's over.
Yeah. Stop
it. Moved on. Right. The only one left is Barbara Ferrer holding up her flag. Come on. It's terrible. There's danger out there, everyone. Mask up. Get out of here.
They never quit. Ever.
No.
They're obsessed.
The Los Angeles City Council today, and now, John, I figured this out during the break, because right before the break, we were talking about they passed these ordinances dealing with where the homeless can camp or not camp. They get complicated. They're hard to follow after so many years. And I knew they passed one last year, their anti-camping law. And it dealt with certain places where you could not have homeless encampments. And if you did, the council member for that district could go before the full city council, present the location to the city council, and then they could all approve of removing the vagrants. Okay? That's what they passed last year. Now, what they just passed today bans homeless encampments from going up within 500 feet of schools and daycare centers. The difference is you don't have to come to the council with get approval. You don't. It just outright bans it. So in other words, somebody like your councilman, Mike Bonin, would do nothing about any of these places. It's still possible that this could be enforced because they don't need his consent.
Sure.
He doesn't have to present it to the full city council for them to vote and approve of clearing the encampment. That's kind of the main...
Yeah, I know why this happened, but it was really stupid to give all these idiots like Mike Bonin, for example, control over what encampments would be cleared out and what would not be.
Yeah, the simple way to explain it is this sentence. The city's existing anti-camping ordinance allows the council to prohibit camping on sidewalks around parks, libraries, and schools. However, enforcement cannot occur until the city council has reviewed a specific location and voted to give the go-ahead to clear it.
You know,
it looks like that part is wiped out by this ordinance.
What's really galling, and I can't wait for the day when I no longer hear Mike Bonin's name or read any of his thoughts or any of his votes, is that he was against homeless people being removed from in front of a school. Like, he thwarted attempts to remove encampments in front of schools and daycare centers.
Yes.
Knowing what we know about those people in the tents and how mentally ill they are, and the natures of their psychosis, their drug addictions, you know, all the heroin and meth and fentanyl, their aggressive, angry, frightening behavior, their sexual deviancy, all that stuff right in front of schools, and Bonin wouldn't give on that. And I really hope he rots in hell someday. I mean, he created so much fear and anger and unpleasantness for the people that pay him.
This one was a bit unusual today because it was not on the council's agenda. Apparently, the person that pushed for it is the LA Unified School District Superintendent, Albert Carvalho. He contacted Nuri Martinez, who's the city council president's office, and he said, you need to do something about homeless encampments around the school. So it got taken up today. They all voted for it, except for the same two, as usual. Mike Bonin, Nithya Raman, voted against us. The usual blah, blah about not enough homeless outreach. You can't just move people away. Mm-hmm. They'll just end up in another neighborhood.
Shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut the hole.
What I didn't realize until I read this El Segundo Times version, John, is that the chin bag is moving on. Paul Koretz is running for city controller.
Yeah, I did know that.
I did not know
that. I hope he loses that.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he doesn't get it on name recognition or some weird loyalty that his idiot constituents have. He's a disaster.
He's horrible, though, but these socialist Democrats, these Nithya Ramans, get these positions on the city council, one of them is trying to unseat Gil Cedillo. I may be looking back nostalgically at the days of Paul Koretz. This is a crazy crowd.
Yeah, I know they're all bad. Some are worse, but they're all atrocious. I mean, Koretz had quite a few murders in his district that he did nothing to prevent.
Yeah,
and he could have, and he refused to. And the blood's all over his bloated body as well.
Her name is Eunice Hernandez. That's the one looking to unseat Gil Cedillo in next Tuesday's election. She called this action today horrific. Banning encampments from specific locations only pushes people around, does nothing to get folks off the street into housing.
See,
if people like that win, it's really over for the city.
She wants to abolish the police, too.
Yes, that's another one.
Well, we got to turn on these people. We have to ignore them and turn on them. Do not debate, do not deal with them in any way. They are cancerous. And we're going to have a few cancers on the city council, despite all the upheaval going on.
The Times did a funny story over the weekend about how Kevin DeLeon's bid for mayor may be lagging, but he's resurrected himself before. So the idea is that he still thinks he has a chance and he's campaigning hard to...
That's a tongue bath story. It's total nonsense. He's done. His mayoral campaign is done.
It says here, when he was leader of the state Senate, everyone thought, what would be next? Governor? Lieutenant governor? L.A. mayor? Well, no, he ended up in the L.A. City Council, and
you know what?
He's not going to be mayor.
He's a two-bit loser who represents Skid Row. That's all you need to know.
The last poll they took, he was at 7%.
No, he's lost already. He's done.
Oh, it's a recent poll by the Bass campaign. I hadn't seen this. She's at 34, Caruso 32.
I don't trust her polls.
No, DeLeon 7.
Because you know what trick you could pull on that? go with the registered voters and not likely voters. When you do registered voters, Democrats always do better. I wouldn't trust a Karen Bass.
Oh, meaning a lot of people will just say who they're voting for, they won't vote.
Right. It's like, what's the likelihood they're voting? Karen Bass isn't going to spend money on a poll that has to screen for likelihood of voters.
Right.
That's too expensive and takes too long. And plus, this is the one that her campaign leaks. Oh, what a surprise. Look at that. She leaked a poll where she's up by 2 points.
Oh, dear Lord. This is like the whole Kevin DeLeon history. Going back even to 1994 and Prop 187.
Who wants to read that? Seriously, how many people actually read that today? He's a minor player. He's a huge fraud. He's always been taking credit for passing global warming legislation. And we always tell you about how he spent 3 hours with his big SUV running on a hot day to keep the air conditioning going. So after he gave a speech in the hot sun, he would have a comfortable ride back home.
Oh, you forgot an even bigger one. That time when he made the speech about how members of his family had fraudulently obtained documents. Remember
that's
that?
That's right.
ID theft and...
Yeah.
That members of his family had to do what they had to do to get by, which probably included some sort of fraudulent claims to identity.
Oh, yeah. No. His family had criminals in it. They committed identity fraud. They're identity thieves, his family. And he's bragging about it. Now I'm so pissed off. Play the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you very much, Madam President. It'd be an honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oof.
Go to Skid Row. That's where he's going to be in 2 years. Mayor. Yeah, he's going to be mayor.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, we're going to take a stroll into Bidenville. After the news at 4:30, we'll sit on the bench, enjoy the birds and the sunshine, and we'll talk about old Joe. You know, I wouldn't have believed this story because I was like, well, what's the source? Well, it's actually NBC News, which is kind of hefty left progressive.
Yeah.
But it's titled Inside a Biden White House Adrift. Amid a rolling series of calamities and sinking approval ratings, the president's feeling lately is that he just can't catch a break.
Yeah.
And the angst is ripping through the party.
They know they're going down. Right. But they will not change all their disastrous policies. It's fascinating.
And then some embarrassment for Jill Biden, too, because in an interview, she used a term about something she and Joe do, which kind of dirty.
I don't think
she realized it, though.
I don't want to think about anything.
Find out what the term is.
Oh, no.
Right. You're very fragile today.
I can't wait to hear that.
Joe Biden doing something dirty.
Well, that's what the term means, yes.
Was he doing that hair sniffing again?
Oh, yeah, he did like to do that, didn't he? Yeah. Those are great, those videos of him sniffing little girl's hair. And...
Yeah, that's right. 11-year-old girl, and he's got his schnoz buried in her hair. Get out of here,
he got
weirdo.
And it was very handsy.
Yeah.
So, dippity-doo, Governor Newsom, the announcement came Friday night. He's tested positive for COVID-19. He's isolating. Boy, that's really going to hurt his campaign for governor on the June 7th vote, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, has he been down here campaigning at all?
No, don't think so. He went on that trip at Easter with his family, and since he got back, laid low. It was like a month ago.
It's as if there is no election.
I mean... We'd like you to vote for Michael Schellenberger. That's our pick for governor, but hopefully he'll finish second. I don't know who will finish second. It's a pretty much far unknown crowd. That Brian Dolly, that's the Republican guy.
Nobody knows who that is. If you're going to vote for a Republican, forget him. Vote for the independent Schellenberger.
But Newsom did make a big move on Friday. He met with the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. And they have signed a climate pledge agreement. Woohoo! They will work together to put millions more electric vehicles on the road.
That's not possible.
I don't.
It's not possible. Why are they engaging in this fantasy?
Because he wants to look presidential.
But
so somehow his people reached out to the news. Oh, she's coming to the U.S.? Bring her to Sacramento. Tell her to come here and we'll reach an agreement on the climate.
Cannot live by a fantasy. I mean, but Biden's tried this, and look what's happened. You have to deal with reality, not your silly, wet political dreams.
Hmm.
I mean, it's all you have to do is ask one question. Where are all the charging stations? Where is all the power stations to create a much, much, much larger electrical grid? I was listening today to somebody in this field. He said, we need tens of trillions of dollars spent on this. tens of trillions to develop an energy system in this country to support everyone having an electric car.
And what just happened last week? The LA City Council said, no more gas stoves and new construction. That's going to be electric, too.
Then
so think about
what?
That.
I wouldn't build a new home here in California.
It's going to add to the cost, and it's going to put more pressure on the grid. As you just said, now the cars, everything's going to be electric. Where is this going to come from? Probably fossil fuels for a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
For the rest of our lives, so we're going to be using...
A percentage of it is going to come from fossil fuels, now.
I mean, the facts are the facts. And it seems like they're operating in some kind of hypnotized state where they're imagining... Maybe they're in the metaverse. Maybe in the metaverse, everybody's chugging around an electric car.
Oh,
in the
right.
Real
virtual
world,
reality. That's right.
In the real world, it's hopeless.
So they signed a Memorandum of Cooperation, an MOC, the two countries, to tackle the climate crisis, reduce pollution, and bolster the clean economy. It's just nonsense. Look at this. While emphasizing community resilience and a partnership with indigenous leaders.
What does that
have to do with it?
What are they? What's the last line?
A partnership with indigenous leaders.
I don't know what that is.
Well, New Zealand has an indigenous population.
You know what?
Of course, we have Native Americans.
I am so burned out on all their stupid phrases, all their government gobbledygook, woke gibberish. I don't know what they're saying. And you know what? They don't know what they're saying.
Remember Jerry Brown did this? Jerry Brown signed these memorandums of cooperation with Oregon and Washington and the British Columbia, one of the provinces, I think.
They're all sheets of paper. They don't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything, right?
He does not have an electrical grid to support this fantasy. He doesn't have it. They can't manufacture these cars quickly enough. In fact, there's going to be a shortage of electric vehicles in this country. They don't have the materials to make the cars. They don't have the materials to make the batteries. They don't have an electrical grid to support this. They don't have charging stations to refuel it. The cost of the electric cars is far higher than a gas-powered car. I don't know what they're talking about. It simply doesn't exist. And by the way, none of this is changing, let's say, this decade. None of it's changing this decade. Probably not for many decades after that. It is like a mass psychosis, mass hysteria. There are no army of electric cars coming that we're all going to drive. It's simply not going to happen. And people don't want to. For all the reasons we know. If you don't have an electric grid, you don't have charging stations, you have a very high cost, you don't have much of a range. It's ludicrous. I'm so sick of hearing about it. Stop it.
It says none of these compacts have ever produced tangible results to lower carbon emissions anyway.
New Zealand is 5 million
people. Some of them
don't
exist anymore, huh?
New Zealand is 5 million people and 17 hours away. It's a little island with a lot of...
There they were on Friday posing with the compact agreement in her hands.
Meantime, they're predicting major blackouts this summer and a major water shortage. We are out of energy and out of water in this country. And he's like this weird dilettante.
He wants to look international and presidential.
He looks like a fool.
Meeting with foreign leaders.
He's not going to be
screaming
president.
Screaming about gun control. Screaming about abortion.
You know what?
Please hear me. I am a national player.
He has not had an opponent. You wait and see once he gets an opponent. Oh, my God. It's going to be like a wood chipper.
All right. We come back. We'll be in Bidenville next.
John and Ken Show.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
What am I doing here? There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. What I can't remember it. Anyway, I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke.
I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John Cobell and Ken Champo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
A year and a half. Did you think he'd last this long? You said that he's not going to make the 4 years, right? In terms of his mental state and his...
Yes. Okay. Yes, I still don't.
You're still holding out for that.
Yeah, I can see the deterioration.
Okay.
One day it'll be too far, unless, of course, they just cover it up. They did this with Woodrow Wilson.
He just doesn't appear.
Right. He had a severe stroke, and his wife ran the country for quite a while, and the whole nation never knew. So it's been done before. It's harder now because of the intense media coverage. But he just doesn't have to show up outdoors anymore.
Well, 10 years younger than Joe is wife Jill Biden. She's only making news today because she did an interview with Harper's Bazaar. That's still around? Harper's Bazaar. Is that the fashion magazine or like a...
It's like Fashion Society magazine. I don't know. It's nothing I read, but...
She used a term that apparently is dirty, but she didn't know it.
Hmm.
She was trying to tell the interviewer that because Joe and I are always in public and the Secret Service is around, if we're ever having a fight, we text each other and we fight through the texts. But she called it fexting. Well,
ew.
In the slang dictionary, fexting means
but...
well, effing while texting. I guess some people do that. So, like, you can't help, you want to share with your girlfriend how great it's going. And maybe while you're on your back, you grab the phone and you fext.
Ew.
The word can also mean fake text messaging, as well as sending Facebook messages of an extreme sexual nature.
Uh-huh.
But I guess she didn't know this, so she told the interviewer, we fext.
So she was making up her own word, and she didn't know that word's already out there.
Yes. In a really long story from three reporters with NBC News, it's all about Biden's frustrations. And he doesn't feel like he can catch a break. Apparently, the insiders have listed all the things that have happened in the short time he's been president that include the Ukraine war, inflation, continuing COVID, the mass shootings, and, of course, the baby formula problem.
Well, yeah,
he doesn't feel like he's catching a break here in his presidency, and he's apparently pretty somber about it.
Because some of his policies have created these problems or exacerbated these problems. It's not about, I can't catch a break. You're the president. Of course you're going to have one thing after another. That's the whole point.
And yeah, Trump got the whole COVID thing while he was president.
Every president gets stuff.
And the year he was running for re-election. I mean, talk about a bad break there.
That's why you need somebody who's sharp and intelligent. Because you don't know what the issues are going to be. And they're not going to fit neatly into your stupid ideology. So that's all nonsense to vote based on.
What is even great about this is they thought that replacing Trump with the experienced Biden staff, things were really going to go well and roll out smoothly.
Yeah,
it's been the complete opposite.
Because he's been
his approval ratings are as low as Trump's, if not lower.
Because he's been a boob all his life. He was senator from Delaware. Like the second tiniest state in the union, it's like he was the local mayor. He was not this legislative heavyweight.
Yeah, but he was a White House. He was a Senate power player, though, for years.
Because of his seniority. But he still was just a local.
He ran for president before, raising his profile.
Right, and he died in the first two times. Couldn't even get 1% of the vote. He was a failure. He was considered a boob. What did Obama say? Don't underestimate Joe's ability to F everything up.
So he's also apparently unhappy with reports of a staff shakeup. Nobody cares about that if the chief of staff goes. But anyway, he doesn't like the fact that his aides have been walking back his comments. Most recently, of course, when he said that the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, cannot remain in power. Apparently, Biden was furious that his remarks were being seen as unreliable, saying, I'm the president here. I speak for me. So apparently, he's been warning them to stop walking back some of his remarks.
Well, why doesn't he say something at the time? Because they pull back what he says. He doesn't issue a peep. Or is he on his...
Well, he doesn't want to make it look like they're having a civil war.
I'm not going to pretend that...
Privately, he's telling them, stop doing that.
You think? Or is this somebody putting out a story to make it look like he's conscious?
Yeah. Unemployment rates have dropped to below 4% pre-pandemic levels. But polling indicates most Americans believe the economy is in bad shape. Well, yeah, no kidding. Inflation.
Well,
that's really troubling. Gas prices.
You want to hear an inflation story? Yesterday afternoon in my house? We get this grated cheese from
What'd you do, blow up a basketball?
No. Grated cheese and the... from the
a
local,
grated cheese store.
A little tub of grated cheese, right? Pecorino Romano. We buy the same brand all the time. It's like a local dairy makes it. It's in our local grocery store. And we have like a stack of these cheese tubs because we go through it quickly. Well, there was an old tub and then a new tub. And I happened to look at the price on the old tub, and it was $4.29. The price on the new tub was $5.79.
Yeah.
It was the same tub of cheese bought a few weeks apart.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe you bought the other. Sometimes I keep those tubs for like a year.
No, it's recent because we go through it quickly. No, it's probably less than a month ago.
Yeah, Deborah, he's a cheesehead. Don't. There he is. He's like, he's Wisconsin boy.
That's off limits.
Well, it's vegan. It's non-vegan. Yeah.
It's
a dairy product.
It doesn't kill anybody, the cheese.
I never said it kills anybody, but I have talked to you about what's in dairy products like pus.
A little pus on pasta is tasty.
Oh, so you don't object that they're taking it from the animal.
That as well.
The cows are going to make the milk anyway.
You know what? I just don't like to consume any animal products. That's me. I'm not necessarily judging you on that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sane. I'm not necessarily sane.
Oh, I am sane. I'm probably the sanest person on this show.
That's fighting
words. That's not saying much.
That's right.
Biden gets weekly polling briefings, of course, because that's all they care about. They pretend they don't, but they do. At a meeting with advisors about a month ago, he was surprised to see polling indicated he had dropped among suburban women. It says here at this meeting where he gets these weekly polling briefings, they get into key demographics. He's kept apprised regularly. He didn't have that reaction. At a news conference in September, though, Biden said flatly, I don't look at the polls. Not a joke.
I mean, there were so many contradictions in that because at first they said he's getting pissed off that his polling numbers are going down.
They look at polls.
And then somebody in the White House say, well, no, he didn't have the reaction. And then at the news conference, he said, well, I don't look at the polls. So, I mean, how many lies are in that paragraph?
It's very simple. Publicly, you're supposed to say, I don't look at polls. You're supposed to be above that. You're doing what's right for the country.
But
privately, this is all they obsess over because all they want to do is win. They want to win Congress. They want to win the presidency. Well, they don't give a crap about the country. They just want to win. So that's the reality. That's why he looks like he's saying two different things, because that's how they operate.
Wait, how could you, you want to hold on to power? You want the Republicans to take over in November? You have to keep track of the polling if you want to keep your power.
Right. You need to know where the weaknesses are.
Yeah. Well, the weaknesses are everything. But all the stuff going on, I mean, when you print, we talked about it the moment it was happening. You print trillions of dollars. You spend trillions of dollars of fake or borrowed money. that's going to create inflation. It has to. It's like it's similar to a law of physics. If you have trillions and trillions of fake dollars in circulation, it is going to drive up the price of everything, and that's exactly what happened. And there were people, there are plenty of economists who told him, don't do this, don't do this. Clinton's chief economist, I think the Clinton's old Treasury secretary, told Biden, don't do this. He did it anyway, because he's stupid.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, our guest after 5 o'clock is a man by the name of Tom Luna. His 18-year-old son, Andrew, cannot be in person with his classmates at his graduation ceremony. This is at Granada Hills Charter High School because he's unvaccinated.
Do you believe this? This is so sad and so stupid.
He was put into the school's online independent study program. They couldn't join any clubs or yearbook team activities, and now they can't even attend in-person graduation ceremonies. He couldn't attend the prom, senior awards night, and now the upcoming graduation, which is day after tomorrow. So Tom Luna will join us at 5:05. This is, you are correct.
This is
ridiculous.
This is abusive. The people at Granada Hills High School, the charter school, should be ashamed of themselves, but they're such control freak, fanatic psychos.
Right.
That's just sick what they're doing. There's no science here either. This is pure control, like the Soviets used to enjoy. Yeah,
right.
It is. It is to teach a lesson that nobody disobeys the commanders.
Well, we've been running through the food poisonings lately. I remember a couple of months ago, and I don't know what happened to this story. Remember Lucky Charms was under the scrutiny?
Oh, yeah.
Lucky Charms. People got sick from boxes of Lucky Charms, and then more recently we ran into other food poisoning cases. But this one, it's more troubling than just getting a bacterial infection. It's hepatitis A. You know, whenever I see the word hepatitis, not good. I don't like any hepatitis.
I don't like the sound of that word.
Hepatitis?
Yeah, just the sound has always bothered me.
Yeah, it's apparently been found in some strawberries.
Aha, see?
It's a fruit, Deborah Mark.
I know, and they're organic.
Of course they are.
Oh, yes, fresh organic strawberries. With the fresh Campo or HEB labels, they were purchased by people between March 5th and April 25th. Now, because even though they're past expiration, some people tend to freeze merchandise like that. So they're warning people, if you brought these strawberries during those purchase dates, and this is the brand name, you should throw them away immediately. And they were sold at a lot of big-name stores, Safeway, Sprouts, Trader Joe's. They have received reports of 17 hepatitis A cases in the U.S. since the strawberries hit the shelves, but almost a dozen of those people are hospitalized.
Most in California. Look at
yes,
that.
You're right.
Hepatitis strawberries in California.
I know. I'm sure so you love strawberries, John.
Does this mean farm workers had dirty fingers? Or
Probably poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get hepatitis. I looked up. Hepatitis comes from poop.
Or you're wiping and then you don't wash your hands.
Yeah.
Properly.
After you wipe or...
But if you
just poop in the fields and...
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Because they don't give you a break. You
right.
got to pick the strawberries.
Yeah.
Canada has 10 cases and 4 hospitalizations.
It infects your liver. It swells, malfunctions, and then it explodes.
The liver explodes? I don't see that in the story. No deaths reported, but he's right. Your liver can swell and malfunction. And you need your liver. You only have one. You have 2 kidneys.
Right.
You only have 1 liver. Most people get it, yes, from contaminated food or water. Heb said it has not received or sold the strawberries under investigation since April 16th. It's a Texas-based grocer. But they're still advising anybody that has any of this product.
That's right. Eat organic fruit. This is what you get.
Sometimes it happens. It's not all the time. Just like it happens with beef and chicken.
There's no hepatitis for
turkey.
Beef.
Well, you have salmonella and other issues.
You mean the pesticides could kill the hep, John? Or
I don't know. I organic means, though,
they don't use any. Right.
They don't use stuff that kills bad things.
Ooh, they had a hep outbreak in 2016 raw scallops that came from the Philippines.
See?
People
See?
In Hawaii.
There you go.
Scallops, that's fish?
Yeah.
Yeah,
shellfish?
I hate scallops.
I wasn't even sure what that is.
They are brutally disgusting.
Like the odds of me eating raw scallops from the Philippines.
All right, the father of one of those students who's been banned from in-person graduation ceremonies at Granada Hills High School will join us next. It's because he's unvaccinated. He cannot walk at the graduation.
John and Ken Show and Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.